State Independent Living is one of the organizations that's taken up the challenge. Jerry Grantham is vice president, and he swung by the studio to tell us more about the New Hampshire Community Time Bank. Jerry, glad to have you here.
Good afternoon, Virginia. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Tell us what a time bank is.
So a time bank is basically a network of individuals that provide services to one another. It's based on the premise that every person has talents to share, and the overall community is strengthened when neighbors help one another.
So where did this idea get its start?
So basically, we had been hearing about time banks for a little while now through various articles and news stories. And it led us to analyze what role we could play. Granite State Independent Living is a statewide nonprofit organization with a focus on providing the tools for people with disabilities and seniors to live their lives how they choose. We do this through three distinct departments: our long-term support department, which provides personal care assistance in individuals' homes to keep them out of nursing facilities, through our employment services department, and my department, the community living department.
Guess the idea would be that people can offer up their services mm-hmm. to the time bank, maybe things that might be difficult for seniors to do, you know, shoveling, yeah. mowing, that kind of thing, and they get what in return?
So basically, our thought was that, you know, it would be exactly that, that seniors could enroll in the time bank and, you know, get services that they need to remain happy and healthy in their home, and services that aren't provided necessarily by the state or paid for through various programs. In return, the senior can volunteer in the community. Say, for example, I'm a grandparent that loves reading to my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I could volunteer at the local library reading to kids, maybe on a Saturday morning, or volunteer in a local school reading to the kindergarten class. So it's really not only keeping the individual happy and healthy in their home, but it's also engaging them mm-hmm. in the community, which is fulfilling.
Yeah, that's one of the things I thought was really, really interesting, that it gives people who have the means to serve others an opportunity to do so. So many people have, you know, hidden talents and things that they just keep to themselves for lack of an outlet.
Absolutely. And that's why we decided that this was the right fit for us.
Okay, well, we wanted to find out how another New Hampshire Time Bank is working out. We got in touch with two members and an organizer of the Warner Area Time Bank that's been in operation since 2009. Let's hear what they had to say.
The thing that I offered, which was most popular, was sort of guiding people in foraging for mushrooms.
I play classical guitar, so I did provide them music for some of the local events in Warner.
I like to wash windows, so I end up washing windows for some members of the group, and one of the things that I really need is somebody to come and let my three dogs out.
For exchange, another person provided their time to come do some fixes around my house.
In return, I had my windows washed. I had some people work in my yard. I like the window washing. I think that's been done repeatedly.
The Warner Area Time Bank probably right now, maybe about 20 people.
I think some people haven't used it at all. Their names are just listed, but ours is still going. People still use it. We're a small town. I think that makes it more of a challenge.
If we actively do more presentations, we can get some more people interested in recruiting, but I think it works right now with the number of people we have.
I think Time Bank is really important in any society. It builds communities, and you also get to know your neighbors.
It's great. It's wonderful, actually. In fact, I'm going out tomorrow with the Time Bank member I took out a while ago, who I had never met. I consider her a friend now, and that really would not have happened had we not met through a Time Bank exchange.
Joan Patchett, Melvin Herbert, and organizer Faith Mitten of the Warner Time Bank there. Well, first of all, I really want to get in touch with the woman who washes windows.
Oh, yes.
That's one of my least favorite jobs. But, you know, we just heard, Faith said they have about 20 active members.
Mm-hmm.
The Concord Monitor reports 35 members in Warner. So she's talking about really the people who show up, I guess, you know, who are really active. So what's the minimum number of people you need to get involved in a time bank in order to really make it work?
So we've set out this year, in our first year, with a target of recruiting 100 volunteers for the greater Concord, greater Manchester area. We're hoping that by recruiting 100 volunteers that by the end of our first year in this, that a minimum of 500 volunteer hours will be given back to the community. And our long-term hopes is to continue to expand this model throughout the state, not to compete with the existing time banks, but so that every community in New Hampshire is really offered this valuable opportunity.
Well, you know, Jerry, that the usual suspects usually step up to volunteer mm-hmm. and do things like that. Does a time bank help kind of eliminate that invisible ledger that often goes on inside of people's heads of informal favors? You know, an hour for hour means that one neighbor is not doing more to help the other.
It does. I mean, if you go to the website and you log in to become a volunteer with your time bank, you do keep track of your hours. But it's about exchanging expertise and need, not so much tick for tat, what I did for you, what you did for me. Virginia, I could volunteer for you. And you repay it by volunteering for somebody totally different. Mm-hmm. So it's about the community.
Well, but I wonder what the interest is. Somebody who usually gives guitar lessons at, let's say, $30 an hour, another person who picks up sticks in your yard for $8 or $9. Why trade something with a high market value for something that's really technically worth much less?
Okay. So if I took your example, and I give guitar lessons every day, but I'm incredibly busy doing that. However, for some reason, I can't fill my 3 to 4 time slot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give me enough time to run home and pick up those sticks. I like having a clean yard. It drives me up a wall every day when I come home. I see those sticks and the debris in the yard, but I just can't find the time to do it. So I join my time bank, and I offer to give free guitar lessons from 3 to 4 every day. In return, I post an ad for yard work. Dollar for dollar, no, it's not the same. But I come home, I'm happy, my yard is clean, and I've done something good for my community. Mm.
I can see the appeal for seniors, definitely. Mm-hmm. But why should residents in their teens or the 20 to 40 set or 50 and above sign up as members? How can they benefit?
They can benefit by, you know, receiving odds and ends that they need done around their home. Maybe they need help with setting up a network in their home, things along those lines. But it gets you active. It gets you involved, engaged in your community. And it gives an opportunity to, you know, build that community. That's something we're missing a lot nowadays mm-hmm. with, you know, everybody's busy doing this and that. We're at work, we're on the computer, at home, social media. It really gets you out and about, involved in your community, and builds that sense of we are one, we're together, it's our community, let's be proud of it.
Do you think quantifying these hours does anything to endanger the tradition of doing the right thing, just because it's the right thing to do for no credit at all?
You certainly run that risk. However, you know, the quantifying is not the important part. It's the volunteering. It's, you know, providing your expertise, things you enjoy doing. It's not going outside, you know, doing something that you're comfortable doing. It's about being yourself and doing things you enjoy. And in turn, you receive also. So it's not like the traditional volunteer opportunities where, you know, you're in a set role and you have to sign up for a set time. It's really convenient to you as an individual, and you get to do what you love.
Right. Jerry Grantham, Vice President of the Granite State Independent Living. He's one of the organizers behind the new Concord Time Bank. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, we do suggest that you log in a few hours at wordofmouthradio.org, where you can find out more about the Concord Time Bank, the Warner Area Time Banks, and time banks in general. You can also kill lots of hours of time surfing YouTube for the latest cat, pig, or auto-tune videos. Or you can just stay tuned for Here's What's Awesome. We'll tell you just which ones are worth watching. That's when Word of Mouth continues.